Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been further east of Ontario. I knew about the seafood industry, that's huge, but I didn't know how many trees there were. I expected it was a giant island of rocks, but they actually call Halifax the City of Trees, and it's lush. There are all types of trees that I've never seen in my life. So that was really interesting to find out is how much growth and vegetation they have here.
And are the colors changing right now?
It is the most beautiful time of year here. At first, showing up in October scared me because, I don't know, maybe all the trees were bare already, like they are at home, pretty much. But everything is orange and red and with a mix of green, and it's absolutely beautiful. I have pictures to show you when I get back.
You had a chance to go on a day-long tour looking at Nova Scotia agriculture, and what was your first stop?
We did the Annapolis Valley tour. Our first stop was called Avon Valley Floral. It is the oldest flower farm in the Maritimes. It began in 1939. And we came not at the best season because the greenhouses were nearly empty, but the ones that were full of poinsettias because Christmas was coming, and that's what they do in their later season.
So poinsettias are the main flower later in the season. What other types of flowers do they grow in Nova Scotia?
A lot of chrysanthemum production. In spring, they do mainly begonias, and then later on, right, poinsettias of all different colors, colors I've never seen before. And those ship out in late November, early December. So right now, they're still green and haven't turned color.
And these flowers go where?
They go everywhere. They ship all over Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, and their main customer is flower shops.
And your next stop was to do with the fruit business. Tell us about that.
It's called Scotian Gold. It's the only co-op of that kind in the province. It's owned by 35 different apple growers. And it deals with 60% of the apples grown in Atlantic Canada. So it's a really huge operation. They get 700 bins of apples a day. And these bins are like big pallet-sized bins. And a truck carries 66 to 80 bins. It's quite a lot of apples. They have 68 storage rooms. And in those rooms, they turn the oxygen, they crank it down to sometimes 1% for some varieties to slow down the degrading so they can store them almost year-round. And then they pack them. They have a pre-sort, which separates them into 40 different flows, which was a huge, massive room. They separate the apples based on color and then the internal and external defects. So each apple gets over 100 pictures taken of it by this machine, and it can scan for both external and internal defects. And then the farmers are paid based on that information.
They're paid based on the quality of the apple. What about the different sizes? Are there a lot of different sizes of apples?
There are a ton of different sizes. I wasn't aware that there are so many sizes, and they're all categorized by number. And I think it was 036, one of the really big ones. And they're not even sellable. They said, we can't sell these apples. And they have boxes and boxes of them because they're just too big. And if you're paying per pound, you'll get about one apple in your bag because they're just that big.
I don't think I've ever seen an apple that large. Now, you had lunch as well. Tell us about where you had lunch and what was on the menu.
For lunch, we went to the Nova Scotia Community College, and their culinary students prepared lunch for us. And this was their first time ever plating or serving a group of people, which was interesting because they did really well. They had the several course meal. Course number one was carrot soup with pickled vegetables on top. I think that was one of my favorite soups I've ever had, actually. It was really good. And then next, they made us what was called a harvest bowl. So it had lentils, it had beef brisket, spaghetti squash, beets, peppers, tomatoes, broccoli, eggs, you name it, it was in there. And it was healthy. There was no gluten, no dairy, because we had some people with restrictions on our tour. So they wanted to make sure everyone could eat it. And they did that really successfully. And then for dessert, they made us raspberry sorbet, which was amazing.
And then in the afternoon, you got to do a little bit of wine testing, I understand.
We did. There was more learning than wine testing, which is fine by me. We went to Benjamin Bridge, which is in the Gatineau Valley. It's a valley within the Annapolis Valley. They make a lot of different wines, but they had one called Nova 7 that went huge. It's called Iconic in Nova Scotia because the way they made it popular, they invited these wine critics to taste all of their wines and give accurate reviews, which were often very good. So that's how they kind of got their startup. Their business was certified organic up until 2019, but because of some very cold and damaging frosts, and there was a polar vortex, they had to start spraying just to save the crops because the loss was too great. For example, they lost two of the last five crops.